Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we untangle all things housing and educate the curious. If you're looking for some entertainment with some honest, awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to My Life as a Landlord. I'm your host, Dr. Jen. On this week's episode, we are talking about how and, more importantly, why tenants should screen their landlords before renting. Most of the time, everybody thinks landlords should screen the tenants, but I think as tenants, you should also know who you are working with in a landlord. Why would you want to do this? Very simple. Tenancy and housing in general is a business relationship. The tenant pays for a service by rent, and the landlord provides that service in the form of a space in an asset, space in a house, space in an apartment building, space in a trailer home, something, as well as maintenance, making sure that that's a safe, quiet, comfortable place for the tenant to live. And so there is a business relationship there. It is give and take. And as a tenant, you should know before you rent from a landlord who you're dealing with. What's this landlord's reputation? Are they scumbags? Are they great? Do they come from a great family who've taken great care of their tenants before? And when I say landlord, you're not sure who your landlord might be. And I need to preface this because I am a self-managing landlord. I manage my own tenants. I don't have a property manager, but there are lots of people who do. So in this context, it may not be the owner of the building. It might just be the property management company. And that's who I mean, is who as a tenant are you going to be working with for rent when something breaks, if there's a trouble call, if there's something catastrophic that happens, like your stove is on fire, something weird. How are you going to have this business relationship with whomever is either your landlord or representing your landlord? Now, it could be the manager or the owner of this house or the property or the building. It could be the owner. It could be someone that is the actual owner themselves, like I am, or it could be a management company. But whoever is interacting with tenants is who you as a tenant need to know who these people are. Like, what are they? How do they operate? Do they have a good reputation? And so that's what we're going to be exploring on today's episode, is how tenants should screen their landlords in advance of renting. Now, in the middle of this recording, I can tell you that we are in such a housing crunch that many tenants may be thankful to have any space they can get no matter what. And I understand that. I get it. I also encourage you that the last thing you want to do is get into a unit as a tenant and then realize your landlord doesn't return texts, doesn't return calls, they don't help you at all, and you just have absolutely no support, and this is not going to work. And it may not be a surprise why this unit that you ended up renting is empty in the first place. So the first thing, let's talk about how you're going to find out some information, find out the reputation of whether it's the owner or someone representing the owner or the property management company. There's three things that I'm going to talk to you about today on how you can screen your landlord who's ever interfacing with the tenants. And so the first thing you can do, this is really simple and it won't surprise you at all. The first thing you can do, throw the company name on Google if you know who the company name is. If it's a management company, it'll say, you know, Great Property Management Inc. or whatever the property, who's ever advertising the unit, or maybe that is on the building itself. You never know. Or you could Google the building and see if you can find out who either owns it or the property management company that you can find out about them. But regardless, you want to find who is the tenant interaction company and go to their website. Do they have testimonials on their website? Maybe. You can also look at what comes up on, say, Zillow, apartments.com. I want to say Craigslist, but that's not a good one. But you can also, there's other housing review companies that you can go through. It's almost like a Yelp. depending on where you are. In the US, there are some other different programs. In Canada, there's a fewer, less options that you can actually find some different company names. But if you just throw the company name or the name of the building, which I'm assuming this is an apartment building for this podcast, then you should be able to find out who's managing this, the building. So you can at least find out a little bit more. So that's just the very simple one, is just throw it in Google, throw it in a search engine and see what comes up. The second thing that you can do to properly screen your landlord is do some more technical searches. If you're a real research person like I am, then I go to the Secretary of State or the province and I type in the business name and I make sure that that company is in good standing. I realize that's very technical, but you can also go to Better Business Bureau. That's specifically in the US. Dun & Bradstreet is a both Canadian and US, and I think they actually are international, but regardless, US and Canadian reviews on Dun & Bradstreet. If you want to get into the company aspects of it, but as a tenant, you may not care if their company's in good standing. You care if they're actually engaging with their tenants, with their paying customers. The other thing you can do, you can go to the local chamber of commerce and talk to them about who is this company, who is this property management company, who owns this building. The local chamber of commerce may have a lot more local knowledge than throwing something into a search engine. That's an option as well. Now, if you really want to get down and dirty, if you're hearing not good things about this owner or maybe even a management company, you can search court records. You can search for judgments and you can see if a company has had lots of judgments or lots of evictions. You can see all kinds of things depending on the public court records in your area. And that may not be a bad thing. If your company that you're looking at, this property management company that you're looking at, it manages, say, 500 units and they've had 50 judgments in the last year, which is a lot, then there may be an issue there. Why on earth would they be in court that much? So you're kind of looking for red flags here, right? So first one, search the company name in Google. Second, you can get into more technical searches online. But the third one, ask others. Ideally, if you can talk to a local tenant or someone who has just been their tenant in the same building or in with the same company, if they manage multiple properties, get some firsthand knowledge. Were they easy to work with? Were they responsive? Did they hear you? Did they not do anything for months on end? There is a number of management companies that they don't respond, and it usually comes down to one person. And you try to avoid a single point failure when you've got a big company that's trying to manage big properties. But you just want to ask some people and say, you know, what's been your experience dealing with these folks? And you will very likely get a mix of responses. Now, I have to say this as nicely as possible. You can ask on social media, but be prepared for an array of responses. If someone who just got evicted or just got a nasty judgment passed down, they're going to give you both barrels on Facebook or Nextdoor or Craigslist even. That won't be public, but still, the good ones, the good tenants who are likely going to give you a good reference on this landlord, they're very likely not going to respond. Now, if you can, go to the local area. Go to the local area and learn about them. Now, but you don't want to disturb tenants. That's the other thing. You got to be real careful on looking at that. You want to ask other people, but it depends on this local area. You might actually walk around the building. Is there little coffee shops or maybe a barber shop or a store around? I guarantee you, if you walk into some of these places and say, look, I'm wondering to be a tenant. I'm thinking I might be a tenant over here. I've applied. Do you know anything about this management company, about these tenants? And, you know, the people around them will very likely say, oh yeah, the cops are there every day, every night. It's, you know, there's vandalism all the time. There's problems. Or oh, it's great. They run contests, they have barbecues, they'll very likely be able to give you a very raw review of the property next door, good or bad. So you want to check it out. So if you're going to be checking out your landlord, and I think tenants should, if you're going to do business with anybody, you need to know who you're doing business with, and tenancy and housing is no option, no difference, then check them out. So again, search them online, whether you're searching them on Google, you're searching them on more technical searches, or you're going to walk around physically in that neighborhood, maybe run into a tenant, maybe run into a neighboring business and talk to them about it. But if you're a tenant that is looking to rent and you want to learn more about a landlord, you want to make sure that you're searching for complaints, that you're looking for red flags, and just check them out. As a tenant, if you're taking the time to look into your landlord, I can really appreciate that. That tells me that you really care about where you're living. When housing is so tight, that may or may not be an option. So I understand that it's a bit of a tight area. I get it. But if you're a landlord listening, ask for testimonials from your existing tenants. I'm going to turn this around. Expect that you are going to have future tenants who are going to screen you as a landlord. Ask for testimonials. Ask permission to use their first name, not their whole name, not their unit number, none of that. And ask if you can put on your website or post some reviews, something like that. Now, we had a very interesting thing occur to us a couple years ago. This was pre-COVID on Facebook. There was someone that was applying. They didn't want to apply, but they wanted to know more information. And they ended up throwing on Facebook, who is this company? They won't return my call. They won't do this. They won't do that. Well, in fact, we were returning their call. And it ended up being this incredible dialogue with current and former tenants and other members of the society who've never rented from us, but vouched for our character. And as I'm reading this huge dialogue of who we are and how we take care of our people, I was absolutely amazed. My jaw was on the ground. I thought, this is amazing. And lesson learned, I didn't take a screenshot. I should have, but I didn't. And I almost didn't take a screenshot because I didn't want to invade anyone's privacy screenshotting stuff from Facebook. But the fact that that happens, and it can happen, that not only should tenants check you out, but you should be prepared as a landlord for tenants to check you out. So as a call to action, if you're a tenant and you're looking for housing, pick your landlord. Look in advance, who are you going to be doing business with? And if you're a landlord, seek out testimonials, seek out knowing that people that are going to rent from you in the future, your future customers, are going to want to know feedback. So make sure that you are asking for those testimonials. Okay, so today's episode was all about why tenants and how tenants should screen their landlords before renting. Give you some tips there. Give you a call to action. And in our next episode, I am going to be helping you untangle many layers of real estate development. And there are lots. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining us this week. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit our website at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. If you're looking for educational resources for getting into real estate investing, becoming a landlord, or even a better tenant, then I have a page on my website to get you started. Looking for a solution to the pickle that you're in? I have suggestions for that too. You can throw your situation on my Facebook group, My Life as a Landlord, and let our community help you with solutions also. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can either subscribe right now in the app you're listening to this podcast on, or you can sign up at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.